Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving professional services business. To subscribe to the show, visit marketingoutloud.fm. Came across an article this morning on LinkedIn by Sam Ovens, who's the founder of consulting.com. And in the article, Sam shares the process and the tools that he uses to map out his action plan for the year. And one of the tools that he uses, Sam calls the war map. Okay, he calls it the war map. And this tool is basically kind of a bird's eye level view of the year. It's got the entire year mapped out on a calendar. This is a Google spreadsheet, and it's organized by month. So it's a year view of the calendar. And what he does is he maps out his major projects on this calendar. So if January is a major project, he'll map out January, give it a color, and then put a label to that project. And that gives him kind of a bird's eye view of what's going to happen over the course of the year. And then there's details and other tabs of the spreadsheet that he fills out. But the reason that he calls this the war map, I thought was interesting. Because what Sam says is, look, I want to feel like a general going to war when it comes to approaching my business goals for the year. I want to bring the level of seriousness and rigor and intensity to my business goals that a general would bring when he's planning for war. Now, at one level, I don't really like the analogy. I mean, at first, I didn't like it at all because, I mean, war doesn't really conjure up positive images. So if I used his tool, I probably would change the title of it. But at another level, I think it's brilliant because the truth is, if you set really ambitious goals for your business, goals that will make you stretch, goals that are scary, goals that will require you to do things differently than you've done them in the past, then chances are you're not going to achieve them. I know that sounds depressing, but look, that's the truth. Most people don't achieve their goals. Whether they're realistic or not, they just don't. And if those goals that you set are important to you, then you're going to have to get very, very serious about achieving them because you're really going against the odds, right? Chances are you're not going to achieve them. So if you want a fighting chance, you're going to have to take massive action. And the enemy in this case is really just yourself, right? The enemy is the status quo. It's complacency. It's comfort. It's your false beliefs. It's your invisible scripts. It's all these things in your life and in your business that are obstacles in the way of achieving the goal that you want. So yeah, you know what? You are at war. You're definitely at war. And it's the way things are now versus the way that you want them to be. The war has started. The war is going on, and if you don't have a war map, if you don't have an action plan, if you're not going into war like a general, then guess what? The way that things are now, the status quo is going to win. It's going to reign supreme, and you're going to be sitting on the sidelines watching the war take place, feeling pretty helpless. Now, as a side note, Sam Ovens' war map tool is actually pretty useful for other reasons that I mentioned today, and I'm going to link to it in the show notes, but what I want to leave you with today is the following. Do a gut check. Do a gut check. Reach deep down and ask yourself, how serious are you about achieving your goals this year in 2018? Are you pushing forward towards those goals with the rigor and the intensity and the seriousness of a general who's planning for war? Or does it feel more like, you know, a Sunday stroll with the family at the shopping mall? That's all for today. Take care. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.